like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
Tuesday morning at 8:50, time once again for Bands of Your Life, brought to us by Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary? For P1s, they've got a site, globelifep1.com. Our super special guest star this week in Bands of Your Life, answering our musical questionnaire, is a name that is familiar to many who've listened to the station for a long time. Former board operator from noon until 7 p.m. for Bad Radio and The Hardline. And now he's been hanging around Dallas and Denton a little bit, from what I understand. Please welcome to the program, Groobs.
Exactly.
Hey, Groobs.
Hi, Groobs.
Hi, Musers.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Now, for those who don't know, let's go back over your history here at the station. You were a board op from noon to seven for, what, about a year and a half, 2 years?
Literally 2 years, yes.
Was it actually 2 years? I was kind of joking.
No. I was joking, too. Okay. I started off as Norm's intern for a couple years, and then from 02 to 04, took over the Bad Radio board from 04 to 06, and then became full-time with The Hardline 06 to 12.
Were you still in high school when you trick-or-treated at my house?
Yeah, I started interning for Norm before my senior year of high school.
Exactly.
I mean.
And you've become a fixture in the world of the pro sports teams around here. Why don't you tell everybody what you're doing these days?
Yes, currently working for the Rangers as their music director or DJ, whatever you want to call that. Was the Stars DJ for seven seasons, and I've also been the Mavericks and Rough Riders DJ for a season each, and also done weddings.
Are you still available for weddings, Groobs, if someone wants to use you for their wedding?
I could be had for a reasonable price.
Okay. All right.
Great would that be to have Groobs at your wedding?
Not so great.
I thought it would be.
He'll get drunk and fall down.
But the music will be awesome.
Yeah, the music will be.
Now, since you've worked for all of the local pro sports teams and you do weddings, have you done any weddings for any local athletes?
No, I haven't. Hmm. They tend to go for the higher price DJs for that.
Bands, maybe.
Sorry, Groobs.
It's a tough thing.
All right, a couple of other things from Ticket Past. Were you or were you not in the room for Oil Derrick Norm?
Oh, man.
Yeah. that was nearly a sight that I saw a few times. But getting to hear Gordon tell the Oil Derrick Norm story for the first time at the Super Bowl dinner party was about the greatest thing I ever experienced in my life.
Oh, why don't you explain that, Gordon? What is that?
I don't know
exactly
what you all are talking about.
Yeah, Gordon just really went for that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acting out and everything. Yes.
All right. And also,
I didn't know Norm could make that sound.
Also, Groobs has been in a cover band. And I apologize. I'm not sure. Are you guys still active in Pepper Theft?
We will be again eventually. Yes.
Okay. Sounds so promising.
The pandemic's over.
Yeah, when the pandy is over, we'll be getting back going.
How's your guitar playing these days?
Still exceptionally mediocre, at best.
Groobs has improved. He's gotten really good, especially from that first gig.
It could only have gotten better, George.
Well, because you have such a musical background, playing guitar, you're in a band, and of course you spin music for a living at pro sports venues, we thought you'd be great here for Bands of Your Life. So are you ready to roll?
I think I am.
Okay, let's start off with Band That You Hate.
That would be the Imagine Dragons. I just do not get them. They try so hard to be arena rock, and I think maybe that's why I have some bias against them, because they come out with a hit about every 6 months, and it's just them yelling something vaguely inspirational with a bunch of weird-ass drums, and I just don't get it. See?
Kind of with you.
Listen
there
to that. like the drum has to be distorted, but they have a million of them, and it's just exhausting music to listen to.
Do you try to avoid rolling them at the field?
I absolutely do. And I also, working for Fox Sports Southwest, a couple years ago, the Imagine Dragons were the artist of the month, so that meant that we played them for like the start of every pregame broadcast that we did. It was the worst month of my life, George.
Sorry to hear that, Groobs.
Thank you. Thank you for knowing that.
All right, next up, Groobs, band that you think is overrated.
I believe that would be the Grateful Dead. I've got friends that are in Grateful Dead cover bands. I've seen those cover bands play at the Barley House. I see how much people get into them, and they've just never made sense to me. Just,
yeah.
I like jams. I like cool guitar stuff, but I just don't get it.
Yeah,
someone please help explain why they're so beloved.
Yeah, it's a whole vibe thing, as best I can tell you. I appreciate them a lot more now than I did, say, 10, 15 years ago. I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I certainly appreciate them more now.
Boy, this video used to creep me out when I was a kid. When come on MTV.
Skeletons?
Yes.
I wonder what percentage of Grateful Dead fans are A, older, and B, live in California. Does that make up like
100%
90% of
their
crowd?
That's a good percentage of
them. Or they want to be living in California, yeah.
Yes. Okay, band you think band you think is underappreciated?
The Talking Heads. I think Tina Weymouth, their bass player, is a genius, even though she generally plays pretty basic bass lines, and then David Byrne is just amazing. Amazing performer, got a quirky sense of humor, and I love also the stuff that he and St. Vincent have done together. St. Vincent, Annie Clark, is from Dallas, and she's probably the most phenomenal guitar player I've seen in a little while. And so, yeah, the Talking Heads, just every single song that I hear from them, I enjoy, and I wish we need more people talking about them, Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon.
Man, why is this on me that get people to talk about them? Didn't David Byrne used to live in Dallas for a little bit?
I think he did. I think I saw Wolonsky post something about that. Lived down maybe
M Streets area.
M Streets, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty neat.
You know, Groobs, I saw David Byrne when he came through town about 2 years ago, and it's definitely a top five show for me. And I think you're absolutely right. I think he and Talking Heads are tremendously underappreciated.
Good. Well, I hope Gordon talks about them more, and I definitely plan on seeing David Byrne's show whenever he gets back to touring.
She is a great bass player. I love her stuff.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Oh, that's a sweet moment.
Weird. But
speaking of love, the next one is band that you love.
Guys, this choice is going to shock you. The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay. I thought you were going to go in a different direction than the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but yes, this was easy for you, right?
Yeah, I wanted to try to pick a different band, but in the end, I love them, and just listen to this song. It's the perfect combination of funk playing, cool guitar parts, and Anthony Kiedis has never sounded better.
Oh,
apparently, Corby is in the is yeah, this metal band.
Y'all heard this? This is hilarious. Turn this up a little bit.
Now.
I don't like to text or I think I'm gonna phone ya. When I ski, I like to wear Patagonia. My favorite state is California. Black and blue, the moon, black and blue, black and blue. Metal bats too. Didn't realize till I got there.
They have metal bats too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
This sounds like Weird Al.
Yeah. Till I got there.
They have metal bats.
That's
because
Danny's a genius.
Danny is a genius.
So, if Danny ever does the song live, I better be playing guitar for it.
Let me go skiing. I wear Patagonia.
I'm with you, Grooves. I love Red Hot Chili Peppers, too. I've seen them in concert, as I'm sure you have a million times. Their show live is phenomenal. And they're one of those bands that each of them individually, they stand out so much because they're all so ridiculously talented individuals.
Yeah, instrumentally, they just, I love every single, I love the way that they interplay with each other. They don't just, you know, Flea's not just playing the root notes on the bass and all that sort of stuff. And Kiedis isn't a great singer, obviously, but he fits with the band. He just is a great showman, too, and even that comes across, I feel like, on their recordings. But seen them live 3 times, and they just make me happy every single time, and I might even sports cry a little bit when I watch them.
All right. Well, Gordon, you need to talk about them a little bit
more. Yeah, talk about them more, too.
Yeah, Gordon, we need you talking more.
Yeah.
You have a powerful platform, and it's just, right?
Stop mocking Groobs.
Okay, Groobs, next up is band that made you fall in love with music.
That would be the Beatles. Growing up, my dad had music going all the time in the house, and the Beatles were the band he played the most, but he also played Carole King, Elton John, Van Morrison, just a bunch of just great music that I just fell in love with. That's why I think I kind of had always had a lean towards music. I wanted to play guitar, and it's the Beatles just have such a great variety of sound that it doesn't feel like you're listening to the same band.
Yeah, they certainly
were
dynamic
and
changed over the years. Will you stop it?
Don't tell him to stop it. We invited him on.
I'm telling you to stop it.
I'm your guest.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, how's your dad doing, Groobs?
He's good. He says hi, musers, and he listens to y'all every morning still.
Awesome. Aww, tell him hi.
Mr. Groobs.
I will.
Wasn't it just a week ago that Blake had the Beatles in potentially his overrated category?
I did. I didn't think they were rated.
Sorry, sir.
They weren't correctly rated. But if that offended you, I will kill myself, sir.
Okay, Blake.
To honor you and your preferences.
Blake's so obedient. Such a good guy.
I am, sir.
All right, Groobs. Guilty pleasure.
That would be Dua Lipa. I think he'll probably move up into the category of band that I love really quick, but she's still relatively new, at least in my listening experience. But during the pandy, I've been listening to a lot more of her music, and I don't know her bass player's name because I didn't research very well, but he's an amazing player, and just Dua Lipa's got an amazing pop sensibility, and just every single song I hear from her makes me really happy.
I agree.
Although,
this is great.
This vocal line copies that NXS guitar.
Yeah, line. Need You Tonight. Like, they actually had to share credit with NXS because it was so unintentionally.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that story.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
How's that for a fun fact, Gordon?
That is so fun.
You need to
talk about it more.
You got to spend some Dua Lipa, don't you?
Oh, I absolutely do.
Yeah. I think that'd be great music.
Have you ever thought about it?
Listen.
What about eggs?
Oh, yeah.
There.
Bump,
yeah.
Bump, bump.
You want to buy kind?
NXS overrated?
No.
Nope.
Loved it.
Okay.
NXS. Mm-hmm. Time.
So they might actually be underappreciated.
Yeah, maybe you need to talk about them more.
Yeah, Gordon,
yeah.
NXS.
Nope.
Gordon, why aren't you talking about them?
I don't have time to talk about all these bands.
You have 4 hours a day.
Yeah, you've got a powerful platform.
These guys,
Gordon,
don't let me talk.
They are bullies, I get it.
The floor is yours to talk about NXS.
Yeah, Gordon.
He'll go right to Michael Hutchins.
Yeah.
So what was the deal with Michael Hutchins in the hotel room hanging himself from the shower rod? Is that like,
shut up for a minute!
All right, Groobs. Finally,
okay.
Favorite band to... Oh, wait.
What?
Yeah, this is right.
Are we...
Finally, okay, favorite band to see live?
Muse. I've seen them a few times live, too, and their lighting, their videos, they do a great job of making it feel like a story throughout the show. And every album is kind of a concept album from them that has a storyline. And I have obviously loved the guitar playing. Matt Bellamy's a genius. And when I was the Stars DJ, and they're still using it, using this guitar part as the music going into the power play is just super, super kick-ass.
I've actually seen them live, and they were great.
I bet.
Didn't you run
into
one of them
at the same concert, June?
Party one time?
No.
And he told you that you've heard of them, definitely.
It was Candlebox. The guitar Candlebox.
Candlebox 20?
Groobs, that was a great list. Congratulations on getting through it. Before we let you go, before we let you go, I would like to ask you something. Jared, do we have that audio ready?
Oh, God.
I would like to ask you what you were thinking when this was happening and why you responded in this way. This is classic audio from the Ticket Past.
Which one?
Oh, I just emailed you a few minutes ago on that, Jared. This is Jared. This
is NASCAR discussion.
This is Groobs and Norm.
Groobs, am I not correct that Kenseth was not only not near the top in wins, he wasn't near the top in money or anything else from the year. And he still was the, quote, champion driver of the year.
Exactly. I mean,
it just, anyway, it left a strange taste in everyone's mouth.
So what were you thinking,
co-host Groobs,
as Norm made you an instant co-host that morning?
Obviously not much, but if you remember, that was when Norm had his back surgery, and he was at his house broadcasting for 6 months, and I was the only person with him that whole time. And you know how Norm tends to, he tries to find one person in the room to look at and stare deeply into their eyes and just talk to them and make his points. Well, I was the only person he could do that to, so he just looked at me, he addressed me, and I thought, well, surely I can try to come up with something on the spot about NASCAR, which I absolutely love. And then that came out. I realized it was going to be a total failure, but I had the slight hope. I had the slight hope that it wouldn't be replayed, or maybe people wouldn't notice. And as I'm leaving the house, get into my car, turn on the radio for Bad Radio's Open, I hear Bob say, "Did you just hear Groobs trying to talk about NASCAR with Norm?"
Oh, no.
And then he played it.
Oh.
Let's listen one more time, and let's listen to the depth of Groobs' contribution here.
I would just like to say,
conversation.
I think he had a lot of things going through his mind he wanted to say. He just didn't know what direction to go.
Let's see how it turned out.
Yeah, I had so many thoughts.
Groobs, am I not correct that Kenseth was not only not near the top in wins, he wasn't near the top in money or anything else from the year. And he still was the, quote, champion driver of the year.
Exactly. I mean,
it just, anyway, it left a strange taste in everyone's mouth.
Yeah. He didn't know what direction to take it in. He had so many different things to talk about. He just,
right.
I don't know where to start with this.
He just does such a great job turning left. No one does it better. And yeah.
Exactly. I mean
exactly.
I was just like,
I mean,
yeah, you can tell I kind of just figured, screw it. That's not going to go any better. So I'm just going to throw this hot potato back to Norm.
Hey, are you working the college games out at Globe Life?
I worked the first few, but was originally scheduled at Fox Southwest. And then with the COVIDs blowing everything up, I'm free again. But I wound up just letting my backup take it.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I'm currently losing money.
George,
What?
Why did you make him reveal that? Because
I may be going to one of those college games. I was going to listen for Groobs, but I guess I'll listen
to
somebody.
You okay, Groobs?
No. Gordon, can you just talk about how tough this is for me?
Yeah, this is really tough for Groobs.
I know. I'm sorry,
little
buddy.
Listen to more NXS.
Groobs, thank you so much for doing this. It's great to hear your voice again, and keep in touch.
No one ever thinks that.
We do.
I love you guys.
Love you, Groobs.
Love you,
Groobs. Way to go, Groobs.
Yay!
There he goes, Michael Gruber, a.k.a. Groobs, Bands of Your Life this week.
Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for three small business insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.